joke. You softened the joke.
No, and then I did that because that's what the guy at the AT&T store did to me on Saturday.
Exactly.
I'll
pay you money. I'll pay you money right now, cash, if you don't tell that story. Cash money.
How
if
much?
I don't have to hear. I'll pay you $10 not to hear the story.
Done. Done and done.
Fantastic. Best money I ever spent.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Nadia again.
Oh, hi, Nadia. Oh, we need Nadia's security questions. Thank you. I just made $10.
Yeah.
You could
wipe me out, Ken.
My parents decided to move or something, so I need you to send the money to a different address.
Okay, you mean the money that we're paying our regular callers?
Yeah.
Oh, well, Nadia.
Yeah,
I don't want you to
send it to where I'm not.
Well, hang on a second, Nadia. We sent you the money.
She got her deposit, but we have the second half. When we send the second half.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear how Nadia phrases, Ken?
I'm expecting more, remember?
This is right. As Nadia just phrased it like this. My parents are planning to move or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we have to.
Tomorrow.
So it sounds like you have a new email address.
Yep, I got that. I got to send you my information from a different email address. So
it's going to come from a different source. Okay, you send that to Ken, and we'll send you the rest of your money, Nadia.
Yeah, send me your new email address, Nadia.
You got it.
Send it to
you guys.
We love you, honey.
That reminds me of something that happened to my new boiler.
It's a very
funny story.
You're fishing for another payout.
No, I'm not.
You think I'll pay you not to tell stories?
No, that Nadia was, she sounded like my plumber.
I'm not made of money, but it is the best money I ever spent. And on behalf of all our listeners, I'm going to say you're welcome.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Por favor, no tire las toallas sanitarias por el inodoro.
There we go.
That's how you do it.
That's the real Pam.
That's the real Pam, and it's good advice, too.
No, it's Bernardo.
Oh, it's Bernardo.
I think Bernardo said it in Portuguese or German Portuguese or something.
Pam, aren't you flattered that this woman, Polly, is so obsessed with you? She's posing with you.
Well, we need to get Pam her real security questions now.
This is Nadia.
No, it's not. I know. Maybe Pam doesn't even need security questions because we both recognize her voice.
Yeah, what's that all about? I actually still have in my brain the do not need to be called screen phrase.
Oh.
I was one of the people that did that, but I don't want to say it over the air.
We did do your code idea, Ken.
That's right.
We sent our regular callers a secret code.
Yes, I can't remember what it was.
Wait, was that because they pledged money during the marathon?
I can't remember. It's all
a blur. I think it was just whoever managed to get through. I don't know.
Yeah.
How was your week, Pam?
Well, how was yours?
Oh, I was going to say swell.
I don't know which is worse, the restless leg or the clicking pen. Is there a name for the clicking pen?
Well, that's a trick question because what's worse is me chomping gum.
So. Oh, well, that's true.
And gambling. He's gambling again, too, Pam.
Pam, what was the high point of your week, the best moment of your week?
Biking downhill after spending $2 billion amount of effort biking up it.
Oh,
flying down.
Downhill is the best direction to go when you're hiking
that's
or biking.
Right.
I love downhill.
That's right.
My motto, down is good. Up is bad.
Either that or have an electric bike, which I'm sure you have.
As a matter of fact,
Andy has a Vespa.
I have a Vespa. And I'll wave to you as I zoom past on that hill.
Andy rides his Vespa around Madison, New Jersey, going from pickleball competition to pickleball competition.
You know, when I ride my Vespa, no joking around, something unusual happens as I ride around town.
What?
The men I pass want to be me, and the women I pass want to be with me.
That sounds like James Bond.
If it does, it's no coincidence.
Are we going to give Pam any security questions?
No, we know Pam.
The answer is yes.
But she sounds just like your wife, Beth.
The answer to every question is yes.
I do appreciate that you think that everybody's in love with me, but
The answer,
thanks. Okay, take another caller.
The answer
thanks,
to
boys.
It's interesting about Pam. The answer
thanks,
to all,
Pam.
To almost any question you ask Pam is yes. The answer, Pam's default answer to almost any question is yes, comma, where?
That's such a good joke. You know what I'm going to do?
Give me back my $10.
I'm going to pay you $10 for that joke. Keep
thanks.
It up.
Thanks, bro. Thanks, brother.
Keep writing those zingers, my friend.
You're just patronizing me, but I'll take the money. No, wait, are we off next week?
No, why would we be off next week?
Aren't I going out of town?
I don't know. If you're going out of town, then I need Nadia to fill in for you.
We should apologize to Nadia.
Yes, let's.
Okay, you go first.
Nadia, you know we were just joking.
And we knew that first Nadia wasn't really
we
you.
We knew the first Nadia wasn't really you, and then we knew the second Nadia really was you. And we were just kidding around. But you played along great. You played along with it. And,
Nadia, you have to use all your strength now, all your inner strength, and will yourself to love us again. Make yourself love us again. My wife, Beth, has to do that almost every night.
That was actually very funny, Nadia, when you said go to hell and hung up on us. That was perfect.
Yeah.
She's got, very good improvising.
She's got chutzpah. She's spunky.
Yeah.
She's sassy.
That's good?
Yeah, that's good.
And spunk? Good?
Yeah, it's all good.
Okay.
That's why we love
just
it.
Just checking. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope.
And this is... Oh, it's the same thing. WFMU yes. East Orange. Yeah, same thing.
Yep.
Yeah, FMU Mount Hope.
In New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM.
And I am... Oh, New York City. Same thing. New York City, Rockland yep. County. Yeah, 91.9. Yeah, same thing.
And online at WFMU.org.
Online, exactly, me too. Online at FMU.org.
Cool.
I don't even know why I have to mention it.
And coming up next?
Coming up next, for me too.
Go ahead.
For me too. Same show. What is that show?
The next show.
Is
go ahead, introduce it.
The Happy Ear Hour. It'll make your ears so happy to hear what's coming up next.
The Happy Ear Hour, otherwise known as Doer DIY.
Oh, that's it. That's it. It's coming up next.
With people like us.
Yeah, you're going to love it.
Right now we're going to do a very pretty song that Carl Wilson sings very beautifully. It's from our Pet Sounds album. God only knows. The sky was a very blue. Without a warning,
As I looked out, my thoughts returned to you. A noise in the city made the children and hide themselves away. And thunder boomed and lightning filled the sky. Looking from this window, a thousand rivers running past my door. Standing on an island, looking for someone upon the shore. I can see it very clearly. Nothing's really changed. Then lightning strikes across an empty sky.
Just meet me in the middle. just friends, 'cause I miss you, baby. And I've got those feelings again. Easy, ready, willing, over time. Where does it stop? Where do you dare me to draw the line? You got my body, now you want my soul. Don't even think about it, say no, go. I've been thinking about you. I've been thinking about you. If you're ready for love, you ain't gonna get too far.
album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? The hard, you never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? East of R.G., Brucey B., Kid Capri. Funk Master Flex, Love Bug, Starsky. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know. Representing B-Town in the house. Judy Mafia, Mad Flavor.
A whole bunch of thematic mashups and collage on Do or DIY with people like us. And I'm Vicky on the summer season of WFMU. I got stuck in a Hall & Oates hole. A Hall & Oates. Started off the set with a metal version of God Only Knows by Andy Rayfelt, which I found on YouTube. He also does a very good version of Mary Poppins doing supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, which somehow put me in mind of ELO. I don't know how though. With Rain Is Falling. I always love it when I hear ELO on FMU. Probably partly because I've sampled it, and so in the John Cage way, I just think they're playing my music. And then a tiny little thing by Gia Margaret. That's a new one. Don't say I only play oldies here. That's new. That's from May, from an album called Romantic Piano. And that was a very small romantic piano. And then we fell into the mashup hole with Titan Jones and the Dynamite Flow, which is the first of three Enya inspired mashups, followed by Setting Sail by what we can now say is WFMU's own RIAA, Mr. Fab, with Setting Sail, Enya versus Chemical Brothers, and then a nasty version by Buttress O'Neill, The Orinoco Grind. You can find all Buttress O'Neill on Bandcamp, where you name your price. And then we got out of the hole and fell down the Hole & Oates with Shaha Varshall with I've Been Thinking About the Beats, Whispers, London Beat, Hall & Oates, Grandmaster Flash. And I wouldn't know that, it's just thankfully they put it in the name. Then Happy Cat Disco with Done for the Maneater. Then Svantana, who did a great version of Don't You Want Me, the cocktail bar song, with Hall & Oates, Go for a Shuffle. And then SD62 and Hall & Oates with Maneater Shreds. We do like those shreds. And then we moved across to the pop department with Hi Posey and Denki. And then Happy Cat Disco with Biggie versus Burt Camfert. And I'm talking over Burt Camfert. Now I'm talking over Summer Place 76 theme from A Summer Place. And it couldn't be more so today because it's the summer solstice with Percy Faith. Very nice to be back on the schedule for my third week. Next week, for 1 week only, I have a fill-in because I'm going to Barcelona for just under a week. And my show is, because of the time difference, my show would be on between 1 a.m. and 2 a.m. and that's pushing it. It really is pushing it. So I have a wonderful fill-in, Charlie Lewis, one of my favourite DJs on FMU. He used to have a regular show about 20 years ago. He used to be on Monday mornings, and then he moved over to the Drummer Stream. And he's returning to the air for 1 week only, or maybe longer if he chooses. Not my slot, though. Do tune in next week and go on the comments board and say hello, because he's putting his studio together again to make this show. Next up, someone whose name I can't pronounce on WFMU.
people are going to die if we move to space, but slowly we're going to adapt. Adapt or die.
Evolve into life.
There's been so much happening in the last few years with the acceleration of energy sweeping over the planet. Look around you.
Look around, look around you. Look around you. Look around you.
So here's the secret.
Optimizing.
Evolve your life.
Optimizing.
Adapt or die.
But there always be tomorrow. Oh no. There's no guarantees you're gonna show up tomorrow. There are a lot of people who were here yesterday, but they're not here today. There are a lot of opportunities that were around yesterday, they're not here today. There are a lot of people who were here yesterday, but they're not here today. Oh no.
The first step is to identify the dimensional reality you want to experience. The next step is to become a vibrational match to this intended reality.
Thank you. virus.
Language is a virus.
Language
is
a
virus.
I want dead. I need dead in here. In my arms.
Words are very unnecessary.
They only do harm.
I want dead. I need dead in here. In my arms.
Words
are very unnecessary.
They only do harm.
You can do amazing things. For example, here's a nice drum track, and it's pretty impressive. But if you let it play for a long time, it, I don't know, it sounds kind of shallow, and you might want to have something else occur in it. So we look in the same album, which we got this this rhythm track, and we find a musical track further in on the album. But trying to synchronize the two together, we find they don't match. One is a little quicker than the other. So you adjust the speed on either one until they both synchronize. And that takes a little time, but you'll develop systems to do it. So we put them together, and then it sounds like this. Okay, we've built a pretty nice piece of music here using a Moog rhythm track and a Moog music track. We have one more step to accomplish, and that is to get out of this somehow and get into a piece of music. We want to start a music montage. One of the steps we accomplished before putting these two pieces of Moog music together was to synchronize both of them to the introduction of a hit record. And we'll get into that hit record like this.
We just heard Watermelon with Tiari. I really need to check out some more because I only ever play that song by them. And then something that got my attention by way of Scott Williams, I think it was on his premium from about 2 or 3 years ago, with Tonstadt's Band with Walkin' with Jesus. That was preceded by Sam and the Plants with Story on Finders Keepers Records. And then before that, a Mark Ford interview with Drake and Sheno about Chart Sweep, preceded by two different Depeche Modes, Enjoy the Silence, done as a Dictionary Oki by Stop Children. Before that, a cover of Enjoy the Silence by Luva from Pure Synth Covers Volume 1, which I got off of a Russian torrent. Edgy. And I thought I'd add some Depeche Mode because we went kayaking the other day on the River Thames, and you follow the tide for that unless you really want to have a hard time. And so we went from Richmond to Twickenham following the tide, and as we pulled up in Twickenham, it was so flooded we could kayak onto the road because it goes right across the road, the Thames. And there were like hundreds of people wearing black T-shirts with DM written on them. And I thought, what's DM? And then it said Memento Mori. And that kind of rung a bell. It's like, Depeche Mode. And they were playing at Twickenham Rugby Stadium. And there were just hundreds and thousands of black T-shirted people aged 55 standing there waiting for us, pulling up in the kayak, which incidentally was about 100 metres from where I bumped into Evan Funk Davis 2 weeks ago, purely by accident. as he was coming off of Ilpi Island, doing a pilgrimage to where the Ilpi Hotel used to stand, which is where all the old rock and blues people used to jam together, and then it burnt down mysteriously. So that's why I played Depeche Mode. Before that, Os Ritmeesters with Sombolero from Hidden Waters, Strange and Sublime Sounds of Rio de Janeiro. Before that, Bubblegum Octopus with Storm of Envy from Eight-Legged Dance Moves. Before that, a double bill of Destiny's Child, Buttress O'Neill with Optimize or Die, the best thing ever, preceded by Deem and Gangsters Survivor. And we started off the set with Seo Himbu with something with a Japanese name, which I guess I could paste into Google and translate. Let's see what happens. Let's see if it makes my Apple fan go on. Translate this. And in English, it's the same thing. So that didn't help. So thanks for listening, folks. Won't be here next week, but please do tune in as usual, because Charlie Lewis is filling in for 1 week only, and it's going to be great. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org.
Turn your radio on, your program is a startin'. Her voice is as smooth as a pearl. Introducing Hank and Buck and Dolly Parton. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. Hear that vinyl popping on the airwaves. From the signal tower into your little world. Lord knows all the hopeless hearts that she saves. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's been known to take requests and have on some special guests. Can't you see those dancing skirts a-twirl? Well, a man sits at home alone on Christmas. She brings him Patsy Cline and Merle. With her gifts of country gold, you know who this is. She's your home. Honky-tonk radio girl. She's your honky-tonk radio girl.
Vesuvia.
Hey there, folks, and welcome to the program. You are listening to WFMU 91.1 FM and the Honky Tonk Radio Girl Show. My name's Becky, and I'm here every Wednesday playing honky tonk music for you, whatever that means. Sometimes it means Vesuvius by the Rebels. Why not? I've just got a good box of records for you today. I do want to talk about some legendary DJs in New York City that are saying goodbye to their longtime residencies this week. There are two of them, which, geez, everyone, let's please get some new stuff started. So don't have to be talking about that so much. But in the meantime, let's get it going. We're going to hear Bill Mitchell. You're listening to WFMU.
reaching,
reaching
for arms that held me tight, and I keep yearning,
yearning
for lips I kiss goodnight, and I keep listening,
listening
for